In the midst of this global crisis, the voices for justice are revealing what really matters. It is time for Planetary Makeover. Here we feature solutions and modern miracles in documentary videos that offer hope for our future and remind us all of our spiritual source. Long ago, it was forecast that at this time in history, extraordinary teachers, including the World Teacher, would emerge to help us as we build a world that works for everyone. Now, here's your host of Planetary Makeover, Mr. Dick Larson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're here at 5 p.m. every other Monday. This is our first show of Planetary Makeover. I'm Dick Larson, your host. I have my notes here, so I don't leave anything out. So forgive me if I check them once in a while just to make sure I'm in the right place. We're here to show and discuss Frances Ullman's documentaries. Her documentaries share hope for the future. And we want to put a smile on your face and some hope in your heart during these difficult times. We are absolutely convinced that humanity has a great future in store for us and for our children and for our children's children. And we want to share some of that hope with you on this show. We also want to, like I said, show some of Frances Ullman's documentary videos. You'll be seeing a beautiful one today coming up very shortly. By way of introduction, Frances Ullman was trained as an investigative reporter. She's also an artist. She has received several international awards for her documentaries over the last 40 years. And I'm sure that you're going to be enjoying some of those as we go on in future shows. My name is Dick Larson, as I said. My background is in business and counseling and teaching and in practical spirituality. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I'm hoping that maybe together we can come up with make some sense out of life in these difficult times and have some hope for our future. Now, we're always going to ask a couple things of our viewers and listeners, so let me get that out of the way first. We're going to ask three things of you. Number one, when the video is over, please feel free to give us a call. The number is 888-627-6008. I'll say that again, 888-627-6008. Give us a call and share your thoughts and views about the video, any questions that you might have about the video or the content of the video. And by all means, give us a call if you've seen A Cross of Light that the video is going to talk about, or know somebody that has. So that's the first thing I ask. Please give us a call when the video is over so we can discuss it. Second thing I ask, please don't believe anything I say. That would be blind belief, and we can't recommend that to anybody. So no, we're not here to get you to think like we think. We're not here to convince you that what we say is true. We're not here to argue with about it. We're just here to give out our information. Now, if 10 or 20 or 30% of it makes sense to you, we'll be very happy with that. If we waste your time, I apologize in advance, but I don't think we will, or I wouldn't be doing this. Neither would Frances. So that's the second thing we ask, is please don't believe anything we say. We're not here for that. And the third thing that we ask is please try to keep an open mind. Now, that can be challenging. I mean, over our lifetime, we all build up our sense of values and our belief system, and we fine-tune it and we change it, and it becomes very dear to us. Well, I'm not here to challenge your belief system. What I'm asking is that you just crack the window open a little bit, let some of the light in of new ideas, because you will hear some during this show, and just try to keep an open mind. Don't argue with our information. Don't disagree with it. Don't agree with it. Just let it kind of sit in your lap like a brick, and don't do anything with it. Just kind of let it come in. Now, there have been a large group of events, mysterious events, unexplained events, that have happened around the world over the last 30 years or so. Among these events is one where crosses of light, beautiful, majestic, mysterious crosses of light appeared in the windows, normal windows, of people's, mostly people's homes. Around the world, these crosses of light have appeared in people's homes, and a lot of people have claimed healing from being around these crosses of light, from seeing these crosses of light, and so on. They're not the Christian cross. They're kind of the even-armed universal cross that has appeared in windows around the world. Well, this video that we're going to show now is a documentary that Francis Oman made when the crosses of light first showed up in a little town outside of Los Angeles. Her documentary is about how these crosses of light started and about the reaction of people and the impression of people that they happened to, that appeared in their houses or the houses of their neighbors. So this documentary, it's an award-winning documentary. It's been shown on the Discovery Channel. It's been shown on PBS. Discovery showed it about 20 years after Francis made it. But these crosses of light are still there. They're appearing all around the world now. They've spread out. And so after the video, please give us a call at 888-627-6008 so we can talk about it. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy Miracles of Crosses of Light.
When you look at high-rise Los Angeles, it is easy to forget this used to be Mexico. And yet not far to the east of the city lies an Hispanic community where English is rarely spoken. These people are proud to be Americans, but the Mexican culture is still very much alive here, and since 1988, the center of what some people call a miracle. Here, the lives of thousands of people have been touched by crosses glowing through the windows of homes in this community. Dramatic changes in people's lives have been reported after they have visited these crosses, and many are claiming to be cured of serious physical diseases and mental problems. Press coverage was a mixture of seriousness and skepticism. Television stations and newspapers reported only on the first two crosses, even though all of the crosses were inspirational to the people closest to them.
On the 20th of May, by the light of a ray, a cross in a window is imprinted, and people are returning where it is appearing, and each day the miracle grows.
I believe it's a sign. I really do. It's blessed us. It's blessed our home. Everyone that has come to see this cross, it's blessed them. I've heard miracles. I've heard healings. I know what it's done for me, my daughter, my husband, our marriage.
This is the Vega family, all of them deeply affected by the appearance of a cross in their window.
Cross first appeared on Memorial Day. My son went out that night. He came home around maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And before he went to bed, he went to the restroom. And he came out screaming that we had a cross. And I told him, you better go back to sleep, kid. I said, you know, you're dreaming. And no, he insisted, he woke everybody up, and we got up, and sure enough, there was a big cross in the window. When it first appeared, it was really like a big cross full of energy. You know, lit up the whole restroom. It was really glowing. And it was just something to, just can't imagine, you know, when it first appeared, because we never had anything like that.
Before the cross appeared, Lorraine Vega was bedridden with heart and lung disease and had given up hope.
Mentally and physically,
after they discovered the cross, her health was restored.
And when that cross appeared, you wouldn't believe it. From day one, from that night, I didn't have to take any medicine. I felt a load just lift up. I just feel great.
Lorraine's daughter Mindy considers the birth of her daughter Desiree a miracle resulting from the appearance of the cross.
For bleeding continuously throughout my pregnancy. When I was 3 months pregnant, I had gone to the doctor to the emergency once again for the third time, and they finally called in two specialists and examined me, took testing, and didn't tell me what the problem was or what they thought it was at the time. They said that they would call me. So 3 days later, the doctor called my mother and told my mother that he had to talk with me, and that it was very important. I was at work at the time, so my mother gave the doctor the phone number to my job. So he called me at work, and he told me that they needed to see me right away within the next 2 or 3 days to talk about an abortion because they believed that I had a tubular pregnancy. And I was lost with words. All I could do was cry. It's my baby. So I went back, and I told my mom, called my mom. And she told me, don't worry, just to pray. And I really didn't have that much faith. And now I know this is a miracle. Because when I went back, the doctor told me he didn't understand that I had a normal fetus. They don't know how or what happened. And I believe to this day it was through prayer and faith in God.
That's like what we didn't do before. We didn't pray together like a family, and now we rely on prayer a lot. Now, every time we get in trouble or we have a problem, and we all pray, and it seems like it works. It really works.
Within several blocks of each other, in the bathroom windows of at least 12 homes, glowing crosses of light appeared within a two-week period in mid-May 1988. At the same time that the crosses began to appear, residents noticed changes occurring. They saw more harmony in their families and a deep feeling of peace. They noticed their children starting to do better in school, teenagers who had run away returning home, and troubled marriages reconciled. Senora Samaniego, who lives across the street from a park, has noticed improvements in her neighborhood since her cross appeared.
Que en ese tiempo le digo que había muchas gangas.
We used to have a lot of gangs and vagrancy and drugs, and the police used to come all the time. Now it's calmed down more in the park and there's more tranquility, and I've noticed a lot of change.
Pilgrims keep coming to visit the many crosses, some from thousands of miles away.
This is a bedroom, not a bathroom. I get excited because I'm so full of joy inside. Yeah. I want to share it with all the whole world.
The crosses kept increasing and the pilgrims kept coming. When we began this documentary, there were 3 crosses. By the last day of shooting, there were more than 20.
Oh my God.
The crosses appear in opaque glass and have the same basic shape, all with a diamond around the outside. And all appear to float on the other side of the glass. Every cross also has a slight rectangular thickening in one of the crossbars. The diamond and the thickening are not always seen from every point of view, but they are on every cross. This is an Ojo del Dios, a God's eye, an ancient Hispanic cross which bears a curious resemblance to the crosses in the windows. A single pointed light source is always on the other side of the glass when the cross appears. In most cases, it is a bare bulb. Other light sources also reveal the cross, a candle, or a flashlight, or even the moon. Standard opaque glass reveals this square shape. The glass in this window is the same on both sides, even purchased from the same glass company on the same date, but the cross didn't appear until 2 years later. We went to several glass shops looking for pieces of this same kind of glass, but the glassmen told us they had never seen a cross in glass before. We had samples cut of the same waffle-textured glass through which we had seen the crosses in El Monte. We tested each piece of glass with the same kinds of single-pointed light sources that we had tried behind the cross windows, but we continued to get only a square shape. Nonetheless, couldn't these crosses in the glass be just a natural function of the glass itself? This scientist says it is.
Glass, if it was clear, would not cause any sort of diffraction or very little bit of diffraction. There would be some refraction, but not diffraction. But as you can see with this piece of glass, there is a pattern of lines and ridges on here. And so these ridges do indeed cause the light first to be bent or refracted, and then once they come on the other side of the glass, they interfere with one another. We can observe this by using a candle as a point light source. And if we look at it from behind, we can see how the pattern is formed here as a result of the light rays being bent by the glass as it changes speed, but also the slits or the ridges in the glass cause them to come out and interfere with one another, and hence the pattern of dark lines and light lines forming what you see right now. With me, I do have a window from one of the houses that did have the cross formation. And this piece of glass is just seemingly just like any other piece of glass. It does have a pattern on it. And scientific explanation for it is the same. The light passing through the glass is being refracted. And then once it comes out the other side, there is interference caused by the ridges in this glass.
That would seem to settle the issue, except for the healings people reported, such as this lady who was healed from a breast lump. When we found B. Medina, she told us that even her doctor said it was a miracle. She was the first person to be healed in the presence of the first cross.
At work, they have this mobile, and they do cancer screens. And they found that I had a lump. So I went to the surgeon. He says he wanted to have an ultrasound on my breast. So we went and had an ultrasound, and when the report went to the doctor, it was nothing there. So all this time, this happened before the cross, and after the cross, my lump disappeared. So I give thanks to God for that.
The pane of glass holding the cross was taken out on request of the people. At first, they were very zealous about having a religious crowd coming and viewing the cross, which they also viewed to be a miracle. After a while, though, like a lot of natural phenomena, the crowd pulsated, it grew a little bit more excited, and it became too much of a drain on the family living inside the apartment.
So then what happened?
We had an officer come. It was actually the people who lived inside of the residence that removed the pane of glass. The officer escorted them into the patrol car. They were then taken to a nearby church so they could donate the pane of glass to a church.
Did you hear what happened at the church and after that?
I believe it was examined by a priest, and he didn't back or discount anything regarding a miracle.
We found the priest, Padre Pedro Maria, at the Guadalupe Church, and asked him to confirm stories that when the pane of glass was brought to the church, the cross would not appear. Some of the people said that God wanted the cross to be seen by all religions and not just by Christians, and that is why it would not appear in the church. Padre Pedro explains.
I already knew there had to be a direct light source to reveal the cross. They tried several light sources, even a flashlight that they move around, to try various positions trying to make the cross show. They were surprised that they could not see the cross, so they took it back home. The people told me the cross come back as soon as they arrive home.
Mom, someone's here to see the cross.
Mercedes Juarez now has opened up her home as a meeting place for people of the community and elsewhere to see the cross.
Hi, come on in. The cross is this way. This way. If you just follow me.
After bringing the cross back from the church, she now has it in her living room as part of an altar. She believes that many of those who have come to pray at her cross have received healings through it. Señora Juarez had two miracles of her own. Because of a damaged uterus, the doctor said she could not have a fourth child. But she did have that child and was cured from her epilepsy as well. She encourages others to ask for healings too, believing that Jesus heals through the cross.
Jesus is the one that makes the miracles. When we gather in prayer, we truly believe in his words. He says, when two or three gather in my name, I am there. And we feel his presence. And all the miracles come from him. Not from any human, but from him, from Jesus himself. Because he created us. The Bible says that he weave our bodies in the womb of our mothers. So if he created us and created our organs, he can surely create them again. And that's exactly what is happening. When we pray and people get healed, it's because we ask Jesus to create a new organ again. That happened to me. He gave me a new womb, a perfect one. And this is the proof. We have this beautiful baby. And it's the same thing with other people that have come with problems, physical problems.
People come to pray. Most of the people that have come to see the cross, they come with a need, usually a physical healing that they ask God for. Sometimes they also have moral wounds, I would say. And the people that are here praying right now, they are praying for a healing for this little girl. Oh, Lord Jesus, help. God had made many miracles happen through prayer and through this cross. I truly believe that it is through this cross too, because when we pray, the light of the cross gets brighter. And again, I remember the scripture that says, our light is from your light. And miracles do happen.
Other crosses began to appear outside the Hispanic community, where some people give non-religious interpretations to their significance. Carol Farina found that her cross dramatically increased her creativity.
I also think that these crosses are a sign of change and transformation that the people of this earth need to start making by getting in touch with the light within themselves, the energy, the power that they have to make the changes regarding things like world hunger, pollution, water supplies, air.
Meanwhile, several months later in El Monte, the first crosses to appear were still shining forth. All of the families who have homes with crosses are very gracious about showing visitors around. Amongst the people in whose lives dramatic changes have been reported, many were troubled teenagers. We interviewed one of them near this cross, which she describes as having dramatically changed her life.
Beautiful cross of light appeared in my mother's window during a very hard time in my life. And when I saw the cross of light, an amazing wave of joy and peacefulness washed over me. And it was then that I realized that I'd have the strength to make it through anything. Another girl I know of was so depressed that she tried to commit suicide. But a couple weeks later, she saw a cross of light, and she said, like me, it changed her life. She said that she used to be a real meanie and didn't want anything for herself or for anybody else. And now she says that she doesn't need a psychiatrist. She feels healthy, and she believes in herself.
At first, people arrived in El Monte by the busload. Since then, rarely does a day go by that someone doesn't come to see one or more of the many crosses. Larry Smart was a visitor from out of town and later saw a cross appear in his own home.
6 months later, I was awoken in the middle of the night, went into the bathroom, and I noticed a big bright light coming through the window, so I went and looked out and saw who had the spotlight on us. And amazing, there was a cross burning in the window. It looked like it was burning. It was a big glow, and I woke my wife up immediately. I said, honey, you got to see this. She went up there. She looked at it, and she said, oh, my God, and went back to bed, woke up the next morning and said, did I see what I thought I saw? I says, yes. And every night since, it's usually every night anyway, we go to look at it. And a lot of times I wind up praying to it. I don't know why I don't use drugs anymore. You know, it's God or something. It's the only reason I'm still sober. And I lost total craving. That's what I asked for when I first saw it, to relieve my addiction to drugs and alcohol. and that obsession was immediately taken away. That's about all I can really say about it. You know, it's turned my life around totally.
Other crosses appeared in San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and this one in Canada.
Well, I was skeptical at first, too. I thought it would go away. I thought it's just a figment of my imagination, but it stayed there. I checked it daylight, and I checked it at night, and different sources of light, and it stayed there. And there is a great deal of energy that comes from that. It feels like a healing, peaceful energy.
Doctors are reluctant to admit that non-medical cures happen, and much in the medical records lacks definitive proof. And yet this document prescribes corrective lenses that the patient never needed, because after praying to the cross, her eyesight was fully restored.
The medical records of the people involved in this documentary are not what we would call provative in terms of what medicine considers proof. All of the people who have talked about healing have talked about healing of problems that we see go into remission by themselves. Some of them actually could be proven if we had new x-rays that showed the disappearance of the lump, for example, in the mammogram. But once the person feels healed, they don't go back to the doctor. In fact, oftentimes they tend to lose faith in the medical profession, because they think, if there's all this power here, why should I deal with the doctor? Now, I was impressed basically with two of the healings that went on, and that's the one who was an alcohol and drug addict, and also with the teenager who was the usual obstreperous teenager who settled down and seemed to have matured about 4 years in about 1 week. And then oftentimes, if the person believes something strongly enough, the person will get well.
Indeed, most of the people who have come in contact with these crosses believe they are being deeply touched. Even though the people with crosses did not know about each other, they all had remarkably similar responses when interviewed. Whether people are religious or not, they all said the crosses bring hope for the world, the solving of humanity's worst problems, the end of hunger, peace on earth, and a return to the world of a Messiah who has been long awaited.
The coming of the Lord is near, is very near. It's a sign from God.
In the Catholic Church, one of the proofs of God's presence are miracles. We know of the signs, for example, of miracles that happen in Lourdes or in Fatima. And we find in Lourdes the experience of people who had been, and it's a small group of people, but people who had been told by doctors, you will not be healed. And they came and they washed in the water of Lourdes, and they were healed. I mean, they actually were healed. And this was done not just by prejudiced people in favor of this, but prejudiced people against it, people who didn't believe this could ever happen. I think one of the most important questions that each of us has to ask is, what would happen if the second coming happened while we were living? Would it happen in my life?
Benjamin Krem, author of The Reappearance of the Christ, says, yes, it is happening right now. And the crosses are part of Christ already making himself
felt.
We
already are beginning to get reports from various places around the world. One, El Monte, outside of Los Angeles.
Yes.
Crosses appearing in,
yes,
in the windows.
Yes.
Is that connected
indeed,
to this?
Indeed, yes, the crisis, manifesting a series of crosses of light all over the world. He said so many that no one could doubt that something extraordinary was happening. And as you know now, there are 12 in the Los Angeles area. And the manifestations of the Virgin, which are taking place all over the world, like at Medjugorje in Yugoslavia,
yes,
got 25 at sites in Italy, in Ireland, and in Australia, New Zealand, and all over Europe. And they are the signs of the presence of the Christ.
The Messiah is expected now by many Jews. Rabbi Ted Falcon explains.
There are two basic ways that the time for the coming of the Messiah is understood within some of the traditional circles in Jewish tradition. One is through trying to figure out numerologically on the basis of old texts when, in what year, in what era. And there are those who say, just as we talk about this being the Aquarian age, there are those who are discovering in the flow of the zodiac and the flow of various segments of history that this is the time when Messiah is supposed to awaken. There are others who look at various world events and say that it's through those world events that the indications of such a coming is to be announced. And those are the ones who look and see that the issues in Israel are harbingers of such a moment now, that the political, the social difficulties, the exacerbation of the violence even there and in the world as a whole speaks the conditions which in fact are required for that messianic being to arrive.
Muslims expect the Imam Mahdi.
I was born and raised in a Muslim family, and Muslims believe that Imam Mahdi, which is the last of 12 imams, is a religious leader. He disappeared, and he is to appear again when the world is full of chaos and to restore peace and bring good relations among the nations.
And when a cross appeared to his family, Mohammed took it as a sign.
I'm an electronic technician, so I wanted to experiment with light and see whether we have one on our bathroom window. So I took the flashlight in there and checked it out. Every time I got that funny-looking rectangular shape on both of the windows, the left one and the right one, it was amazing. All of a sudden, I get this urge to go and check the window again, the bathroom window. And I take the flashlight with me and go in there, and I check it. Sure enough, on the left-hand side window, I had that cross of light when I threw the flashlight on it. I think that the one that the followers of all religions believe is coming back is here among us.
I believe that our Lord is coming, and this is a sign.
I believe he's just gonna come back to earth and take it over again.
Although this is maybe unexplainable in physical terms, to me this was a sign that his imminent coming.
I think we're ready for it.
I think it's the end of crime and hunger. Maybe peace on earth.
The earth will be renewed. There'll be no more smog. The water will not be contaminated. The water will be clean. The air will be clean. The earth will be renewed. There will be springtime all over the world. There's not going to be any more hunger, and it is going to come to be.
Okay, there you have it. Miraculous Crosses of Light. Stunning, stunning documentary. And by Francis Ullmann. So please give us a call if you have a comment or a question about it. That number again is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Since 1988, when that was originally filmed and they started appearing in El Monte, Crosses of Light have now shown up as was in the video in Canada, all across Canada, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Russia. They've been showing up in Japan, all around the world. Now, there are crosses of light appearing, and a lot of people are claiming to be healed by these crosses of light. Some people are just claiming to be inspired or moved to get back to spirituality in their life, and so on. So this is one of the unexplained events that we call modern miracles that have been happening around the world in the last 30 years. As I said, many people have claimed to be healed. There are other miracles, modern miracles that I would call them, that have been happening around the world. There's healing water that springs up out of the ground. Then people have been drinking it and getting healed. There's one in Mexico. There's one in Germany now. There's one in Russia. There's one in India. They're popping up all around the world. That water is apparently more powerful than the healing water in Lourdes, which the pastor was talking about in the video. I'll continue to talk about some of the modern miracles, since that connection doesn't seem to be working out. There's healing water that has been appearing around the world. There was a great Hindu miracle in 1995, where the Hindu statues, the religious statues for the Hindus, appeared to drink milk. And this happened in temples, or Hindu temples all around the world. People would hold up a spoonful of milk to the statue, and it looked like the statue was drinking the milk because it would disappear. Now, these were marble statues, you know, and steel statues, metal statues, and so on. So they couldn't drink the milk, but the milk disappeared. That was a miracle. Happened for 6 days all around the world. They ran out of milk in India. the milk drinking statues, that lasted 6 days. That particular Hindu miracle was a prophecy. It fulfilled a prophecy that when the Hindu statues drank milk, it was an indication that their Messiah, the Krishna, was about to appear, the imminent appearance of their great expected teacher. That was a Hindu miracle. There were miracles in every religion, as they said. There was a red heifer that fulfilled all the Jewish prophecies that said when this red heifer is born in the world, there hadn't been one born since almost right after Christ, Jesus was born, that it meant that the Messiah was ready to appear. Let's see, what else? The white buffalo calf. Now, a white buffalo appears as born about one in every 6 million are white, are albino calves, pure albino. And this is a sign to the Native Americans that the white buffalo woman, the great white buffalo woman, would come, would return to bring peace to the planet, to all the nations, to all the races. And since that has happened, since 1984, there have been nine more, or more than nine, buffaloes, white buffalo calves that have been born. So that prophecy was being fulfilled. There's a building in Florida called the Seminole Finance Building, four stories tall, pure glass. And right before Christmas, many years ago, an image of Mary appeared on the glass, four stories tall, on the outside of that building. I mean, it was in Technicolor. It was color image. It was real clear what that image was. It was Mary, the mother of Jesus, appeared on the side of this building. And man, people, thousands and thousands of people came from all over. They had to get traffic cops to direct the traffic because it was coming to a halt into the parking lot. The owner put up a fence and some area where people could pray with their Bibles and crosses and candles and so on. And that image is still there. That was on CNN. It was on ABC. It was on NBC. Wonderful, wonderful image. Beautiful. And to my knowledge, that image is still there on the side of that building. There were bleeding statues, and there still are around the world. Statues mostly of Mary, where she bleeds tears of real human blood. They tested the blood. It's real human blood. And they've x-rayed these statues. They've done everything to them. They can't find the source for the blood. Another unexplained event that we would call a modern miracle. There are non-religious events that have happened that we call modern miracles. One of them was Nelson Mandela, who was in prison for 28 years. He'd been in prison so long, people forgot he was alive. And he said, God told me to write a letter to the head of the prison to let me go, to let me go. And he said, I couldn't get anybody to pay attention to me. He said, I wrote the letter. Well, not only did the head of the prison get it, but President de Klerk, the president of South Africa, got it. and set, he said, God told me to set Nelson Mandela free. Not only was Nelson Mandela set free, but he was subsequently elected, a black man, elected to be president of South Africa, with a country with terrible, terrible apartheid, prejudice against the blacks, the African Americans, and that law was thrown out. And so Nelson Mandela was made, not only set free, but made president of South Africa. Now that's a non-religious miracle that has happened. Another one happened quite a while ago. The Berlin Wall was up for decades, separating East Berliners from West Berliners, family from family members, brothers and sisters from each other. And all of a sudden, people were shot trying to get over that wall. All of a sudden, people started climbing on the walls, and nobody did anything. None of the military did anything. They took their picks and their picks and hammers, and they tore down that Berlin Wall. They literally punched holes through it and ran through them to greet each other, and the Berlin Wall went down. Nobody expected that to happen. That was a true non-religious miracle that happened. Tom, I'm wondering if we can put through some of these callers that are coming up. Well, he said they're unable to do it. They've got a glitch in their system. Well, my apologies to all those of you who called in and tried to get through and ask questions about the crosses of light. I'll tell you, he said there are so many callers that the system won't handle them. He said he can't even talk to me. So we'll just keep going. I'll talk a little bit more about the crosses of light. You notice that they were the even-armed crosses. They weren't the Christian crosses. They were even-armed crosses. And people generally, by and large, around the world say that must mean that these crosses of light are meant for everybody, not just religious people, but for everybody. And so, you know, they took that one, they took that window with a cross in it into the church, and they couldn't get the cross to appear. When they put it back in the home, boom, the cross appeared. So I would tend to agree with them. I think there are universal crosses. And all of these miracles, all these modern miracles, there are many more. We're going to do more shows in the future about modern miracles so that we can talk about more of them. But we are steadfastly convinced that these miracles, what we call modern miracles, unexplained miraculous events that have been happening around the world for over 30 years now, we are convinced that these miracles are signs, that they're signs that we have not been forgotten, were signs that God is with us, they're signs that the great teacher, some of the people in the video alluded to a great teacher. I mentioned that all of the world's major religions are expecting their great teacher to return at about this time. The Christians are looking for Jesus to return, although their impression is that will be the end of the world. Buddhists are looking for the next Buddha named Maitreya Buddha. Maitreya in Sanskrit means the happy one, the one who brings joy. That's the next Buddha. They're looking for the next Buddha. The Hindus are looking for Krishna, as I said earlier, or the Messiah, depending on the sect of Hindu.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Doug. Yes.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, we got, we're able to take callers now.
Oh, good.
Forgive us. We just had to make some small adjustments.
That's all right. Who's up?
Well, we had a full lineup of people.
And okay, well, so I think Sabina from Canada called in first.
So they're gone now. I hope they call back. Folks,
Okay. Please call back. We've got it working now. So let's see. Who called? Sabina called from Canada. Jackie from Redondo Beach. Paul Ray called from San Diego. And Mark called. Please call back. We're able to put you through now. I'd love to take a couple questions or a couple comments if you want. So it's our conviction that it's my conviction, and obviously I can't prove it, but I think, and a lot of people think, this means the teacher for our time is coming, is here now, waiting for the right time to come forward, is imminent, that we will see this teacher. You know, the last two great teachers that we received were the Buddha and Jesus. Buddha taught the wisdom of God. Jesus taught the love of God. And the next teacher, it's my understanding, again, we'll know when it happens, is coming to teach God's will. He says that apparently humanity is ready to seriously start doing God's will, which I think is wonderful. You know, we've made such a mess of this world. We can't stop starvation. We can't stop killing the planet through pollution. We can't stop starvation. A lot of people don't have health care. There's all kinds of issues. We can't stop wars from breaking out around the world. So we've got a lot of lessons to learn. And I personally think, please put them through, Doug, whenever you can, if anybody calls in. But I personally think that this coronavirus, this pandemic, is here to teach us some lessons as well. I think we have a lot to learn. The poor and the minorities, of course, suffer the most. They're the ones that lack the income most. They're the ones that mostly lack the health care. And we're seeing that. We're seeing in California, by far the greatest majority of deaths are among Latinos, and the migrant workers. That's another lesson we're learning, that when the migrant workers aren't there in the meat factories and out in the fields harvesting for us, things don't go so well in this country. You know, we're learning to appreciate these folks, to appreciate that they have needs that need to be taken care of, and that we all help each other, including migrant workers, including minority groups, including the poor and the wealthy, all of them, regardless of income, regardless of sex or sexual preference, regardless of race, regardless of religion or no religion, that we all need each other. We can all help each other. I think another lesson that we're learning from the coronavirus is that when there's a problem in the world, when people are having a problem somewhere else in the world, we need to pay attention, because that problem could affect all of us. We're all connected. Everything and everyone on this planet is connected. I truly believe that. Again, don't believe what I'm saying. I'm not here to convince you that what I say is true. I'm just here to give out my information and my view of things. There's a philosophy, an ancient philosophy called the Ageless Wisdom Teachings. And I'm a student of the Ageless Wisdom Teachings, as well as of the world religions. And I'm convinced that the Ageless Wisdom Teachings have a lot in store for us, that have a lot to teach us. The two latest revealers of the Ageless Wisdom, which has been with humanity forever, the two latest revealers were a woman named Alice A. Bailey, who wrote about 20 books in the 1930s and 40s. That was the intermediate release. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our callers. We think this is a great time to be alive. We think, despite the tragedy, you know, tragedy can be a great teacher. Tragedy can also cause immense transformations. And I think if we pay attention, we're going to learn a lot of lessons from this coronavirus, and that will help, maybe help the teacher come forward. We'll see, but it's time. And every 2,000 years we get a teacher, historically, and it's been 2,000 years. So it's time for another teacher. He doesn't come to start a religion, I understand. Comes for everybody, religious and not religious. And he comes as a teacher, not going to force anybody to do anything. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's a time where they will make suggestions. There'll be more than one. But the teacher that I'm talking about, the one all the religions are expecting, you know, with worldwide communication now, we can have one teacher that fulfills all the prophecies. I think that's what's going on. And he comes to make suggestions, I understand. And we have free will. We can follow his suggestions or not. But I think it's a great time to be alive. We're going to see wonderful things happening once we pass through this coronavirus. This too shall pass. A big thank you to all the callers for calling in and calling back. You are wonderful. I hope you'll be with us again in 2 weeks when we do this again on Monday at 5:00. Please invite your friends to attend and to listen and watch our show. And don't forget, you can also see and hear us in the BBS radio archives on demand whenever you want to. Our website is planetarymakeover.org, planetary makeover, all strung together, .org. We also have a Facebook page. Please feel free to join us. So we will see you here soon in 2 weeks on Monday at 5 p.m. on Channel 1 on BBS Radio and Television. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate you very much. And we're hoping that we can bring a little hope to all of you for this future, which I think will be good for us, good for our children, and good for our children's children, as I said earlier.
Tune in right here in 2 weeks for the next Planetary Makeover Show as we watch and discuss another video by Francis Oman in light of the timely and non-denominational ageless wisdom teachings that will fill your spirit and inspire you with hope for the future, a world that works for everyone. So be prepared to call in and share your views and questions in another uplifting episode of Planetary Makeover.